नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
In case you missed it, Shambhulal Rigar, the Rajasthan man jailed for hacking a Muslim laborer from West Bengal to death 2 months ago, has released 2 incendiary videos from what appears to be his cell in Jodhpur Central Prison, raising question marks over the security apparatus. In the new videos being circulated, Rigar makes a long hate-filled rant against Muslims, urging Hindus to unite against jihadis. Wearing a hoodie and reading the message from a paper, he makes repeated references to Islamic terrorism, love jihad and counterfeit currency. Punjab Chief Minister Amrinder Singh has ended the uncertainty over whether he would hold a one-on-one meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and said he was looking forward to receive him in Amritsar on Wednesday. Singh would be the first major leader to meet Trudeau, who has cut a lonely figure on the first 3 days of his week-long India visit. The Canadian Premier was received by MOS Agriculture Gajendra Singh, not the kind of reception he would have expected. PM Modi and Sushma did not even tweet any welcome message for him. The prime accused in the Punjab National Bank scam, celebrity jeweller Nirav Modi, is going to be represented in court by an advocate used to high-profile cases. Advocate Vijay Agrawal has represented a number of accused persons in the 2G spectrum allocation scam case. He has represented former Orissa High Court Judge I.M. Kuddusi, who had moved to Delhi court to seek a probe into the alleged leak of certain phone conversations. The CBI has registered a case against Rotomac Pen promoter Vikram Kothari and his family in connection with a case related to the alleged swindling of ₹3,695 crore of bank loan funds. The scam was earlier estimated at around ₹800 crore. Nirav Modi, the kingpin behind the largest banking scam in the country's history, has virtually wrung his arms in the air, saying PNB's overzealousness has shut the doors on his ability to clear the dues, which he claimed is much lower than the bank has gone public with. In a letter Modi wrote on February 15 to the PNB management, a day after the bank disclosed the fraud, he pegged the amount his company owes to the bank at under ₹5,000 crore. The main accused in the rape murder of 7-year-old Hasini, Daswant, was held guilty and sentenced to death by the Mahila court in Chengalpet. The convict had burnt the body of the minor victim after raping her last year in Tamil Nadu. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee alleged that the PNB scam was planned a year before demonetization and asserted that more influential people are involved in it. Bharatiya Janata Party MP from Bansgaon, Kamlesh Paswan, has been booked along with 25 others over allegations of grabbing land illegally in Yogi Adityanath's hometown Gorakhpur. The Bharatiya Janata Party continued to dominate semi-urban areas of Gujarat and won 47 out of 75 municipal seats. However, like in the assembly election results, the ruling party's share of seats fell in the civic polls as well and came down from 59 to 47, while the Congress's tally went up from 14 to 16. Actress Priya Prakash Warrior, who recently became an internet sensation for her wink in a song of a Malayalam movie, moved the Supreme Court seeking quashing of an FIR lodged against her in Telangana. Security forces shot a dead man believed to be mentally unsound near the Air Force station in Budgam district of Central Kashmir after he tried to enter the high security area. Noted Marathi actress Chinmay Suri Raghavan faced an obscene situation when a man came out of a car and masturbated in front of her. She filed a complaint with the police, who managed to trace and apprehend the perpetrator within a few hours. Agree or disagree? There's a lot of chatter in the Canadian press about how their rockstar Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who is undertaking his first official visit to India, is getting snubbed by the Indian establishment. One reason why Trudeau has been cold shoulders is the apparent support he and his government has been giving to the pro-Khalistan voices in Canada. 2 of 4 Sikh ministers in Trudeau's cabinet, Harjit Sajjan and Amarjeet Sohi, have both supported radical Khalistani elements in Canada. Is Trudeau getting snubbed in India? Punjab National Bank must be squirming these last few days with what its punchline, trusted by millions since 1895, displayed across branches on bank stationery and in all communication. Trust is such a touchy topic for the bank this week. With government being the primary owner of this bank and already committed to continuously infuse capital in many public sector banks to keep them afloat, the tab will directly or indirectly be picked up by the government and by extension, the taxpayers. So while Nirav Modi, the alleged mastermind of this fraud, flees across continents, you and I will have to foot the bill for this extravaganza. Sindhu Bhattacharya writes why it's time for the government to tighten monitoring of state-run banks.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.